The Osgood Files, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Are you ready for the Hyperloop? More after this from Charlie. There it is, all over the internet, a mock-up of a high-speed transportation system that could get you between cities faster than what?
Faster than jets.
Faster than jets, and without even leaving the ground. The system is called the Hyperloop, pioneered by Colorado inventor Darrell Oster, who spoke with CBS's Barry Peterson.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, how long?
Half hour. 20 seconds to get up to 350, 400 miles an hour.
You can think of it as a gigantic pea shooter. Except the passenger capsule isn't propelled by air. In fact, air is prohibited. That's what makes it faster than an airplane. No wind resistance. The passenger capsules are propelled by a frictionless magnetic field inside a long straight tube that's kept at a vacuum. So that theoretically, if the tube is straight enough, it'd be like traveling in outer space, with your speed limited only by the need to stop at some point because you're there.
How do I get the kids to the bathroom?
Push the button that you want to exit at the next available exit, and at most, they'll be 15 minutes apart.
It's an idea that might have been instantly dismissed as a fantasy if not for the endorsement of the billionaire entrepreneur who helped start PayPal, Tesla, and SpaceX, Elon Musk.
You just see a carpet of cars that aren't moving, and it's just like, wow, how much misery is that causing? And surely it's something we can do about it.
And although he says he's too busy to build a Hyperloop just now, he is clearly hooked on the idea of a system that could take you from San Francisco to L.A. in a half hour, which would pretty much be the end of the airline business. All they have to do is figure out a way to maintain a near-perfect vacuum in a 400-mile pipeline. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.